From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Somali authorities have found the body of a missing passenger from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport after a blast ripped a hole through it Tuesday. The Minister of Transport and Civil Aviation told VOA Somali that the body of the person found near the town of Balad is in the hand of the investigators. He said it will take days to determine what caused the explosion on the plane, which is operated by Dalo Airlines, that was carrying 81 people. Meanwhile, passengers praised the pilot and crew for saving their lives. A Somali official who was on the plane told VOA Somali service that the crew immediately evacuated the passengers near the hole, helping them put oxygen masks and assured them there would be a safe landing. President Jacob Zuma of South Africa has expressed willingness to reimburse the state for spending on his private home, the president's office said Wednesday, reflecting an effort to end a scandal that prompted a national outcry and led to heckling and even scuffles at some parliamentary sessions. Zuma wants South Africa's Auditor General and Finance Minister to determine how much he should pay for the more than $20 million in state-financed upgrades at his private compound, according to Zuma's office in a statement. The announcement follows pressure from opposition parties, which have sought to take the case to the Constitutional Court. Funding for a multinational force to combat Boko Haram's deadly Islamist insurgency in West and Central Africa remains well short of its target, according to an African Union official. So far, donors, including Nigeria and France, have pledged about $250 million to fund the regional force. However, they discussed the meeting Tuesday. This is VOA News. Three Palestinians armed with knives, rifles, and explosives attacked Israeli police outside Jerusalem's Old City Wednesday, killing one officer and wounding another before being shot dead. The attack outside the Old City's Damascus Gate was part of a four-month wave of violence, but was among the most severe in Jerusalem. The policewoman who died had been shot in the head, according to medical officials. According to Israeli authorities, the Palestinians were approached by the border police for ID checks. As one was producing identification, his accomplices started firing and stabbing and managed to wound two female police officers, according to a police statement. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that his country's military will not stop its airstrikes in Syria until terrorist organizations there are defeated. His comments came as the United Nations tries to keep its fragile Syrian peace talks in Geneva moving forward. The High Court in Australia has thrown out a challenge to the country's offshore detention policy. It's a setback for opponents of the controversial program. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Lawyers argued it was illegal for the Australian government to fund and run the offshore camps. Acting for a Bangladeshi woman brought to Australia for medical treatment, they took their case to the High Court in Canberra, where they had hoped to have the offshore detention system declared unlawful. However, after months of deliberation, the judges decided that offshore processing of asylum seekers was valid under the Constitution. The ruling means more than 250 migrants, including dozens of babies and children, are likely to be sent from Australia to Nauru. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Iraq says it has begun building a wall and trench around the capital of Baghdad to prevent militant attacks and reduce the number of checkpoints inside the city. An Interior Ministry spokesman told the Associated Press Wednesday that work began this week on the northern and northwestern approaches to the capital. The wall will be 3 meters high and partially made up of concrete barriers already in use across much of the capital. However, he declined to give specific measurements of the trench. The United States and the European Union have struck a new deal regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers after a European court struck down a previous agreement in October. The European Justice Commissioner announced the move on Tuesday, saying she expects the deal to take effect in about 3 months. She adds that the deal marks the first time the United States has given the European Union binding assurances that public officials' access to personal information will be subject to clear limits, safeguards, as well as oversight. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.